with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
Ale is a wee matter. I'm Mark Steele, and across the table from me is
Jenny Steele,
and we are joining you on the week that King Charles has notched up another year on the clock, which I think calls for a moment of pride, doesn't it?
It does. Right.
So please stand for the national anthem. Brings a tear to the eye, doesn't it?
I can't stand. My feet are killing me.
That's just rude.
Is that right?
You're supposed to be standing for the national anthem.
Too much walking.
Outrageous. But talking about bringing tears to the eye, the postbag has arrived. And last week we were asking you, what are you a bit of a geek about? And a fair number of you have admitted to being rather geeky, if I'm completely honest with you, including Vicky Fairweather saying, I'm geeky about Latin translation. When I was in Norway in November, we visited the church on the island of Gisk. I assume that's how you pronounce it. I'm just going to go 100 miles an hour into it. And while everyone else was admiring the church, the altar, the organ, I assume they're talking musical instrument here, I was taking pictures of a large framed Latin text on the wall to translate when I got back. Oh. I can't say I've ever done that one there, Vicky. Although, the only bit of Latin I do know is a posse ad esse, which I was told means from possibility to reality.
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I know that is because it was the slogan of one of the places I was involved with.
Amanda Walsh is geeky about her alarm being set to a prime number. Just a bit odd.
Oh, could you imagine that? Waking up at 3:07 every morning. Mm. Amanda, are you doing an Open Uni course and don't have a tape machine at home? What's going on there? Why are you getting up so early? Also, into some Louise Mallinson saying, I'm geeky about travel. I enjoy organising holiday and trips for family and friends. And I'll be completely honest with you, Louise, you'll probably do a better job than some of the travel agents I've used in the past.
Monica Erickson, now she's asked, does having 38 books about music at home count?
Wow.
I'd say yeah. Loved reading about the music industry and the history, the rebirth of vinyl, studio production, the music scene in London, etc. Due to not being a musician herself, it probably makes her geeky. Music addiction is a great addiction.
It's kind of strange, that, because you get all this love for whether it's vinyl or tape or things like that. You never get any love for carts or mini discs. Because
wow.
People used to joke about, you know, tape getting chewed up in your tape machine.
Yeah.
It was a bit annoying, but you could deal with it. I still wake up in a cold sweat over a table of contents corrupted from mini disc. That it was not a fun technology.
Your tape, you used to have to stick your pencil in the wheel, didn't you? Wind it back round again to the chewed up bit and try and stick it back together.
It was still hosed to the point that I've learned and been exposed to songs from tape where there's like gaps and whoa and things like that they do because the tape was ruined.
Yeah.
And when the song doesn't do that when I hear it on the radio or whatever, I'm confused.
You think it's not the original.
Exactly. Amanda also saying she's geeky about trains. She's not so obsessive as some, but inherited it from her father and are on a local group/page for spotting goods trains, etc. And she's happy to admit she gets excited when a train goes past her place, just like her father used to. And I'll be completely honest with you, Amanda, that's one of these geeky things that really passed me by. The only train I ever looked into was one that this thing that I was on that had bus seats and rattled and it screeched its way around Leeds. I was like, what the hell is this monstrosity?
We have them, Nottingham to Derby.
Is
that being on a bus or something?
Are they called Pacers or something like that?
I think they
had a name like that, yeah. Age is... He's mentioned, got in touch, not about geekiness, but to mention what I can only describe as the elephant in the room, and that is Jenny's hair. She had it recoloured, haven't
you?
It's quite bright, it's quite vibrant.
Very bright, isn't it?
It's got pretty much every colour in the rainbow. He's saying that is awesome, it looks brilliant, the colours running into each other so smoothly, did a great job, and I have to say, given your personality, it gives you the impression of a walking Christmas decoration.
But you know the other thing H says as well?
What does he say?
Because we really missed the Northern Lights that everybody was looking at, wasn't it, last night and Friday night.
Oh, of course,
you know what H says? I'm a walking Northern Light myself, because of all the colours in my hair.
But you're not Northern.
But well, I can be Northern.
I see where he's coming from. On that note, let's have a wee natter after a little request for Cheryl. It's a bit of Gloria Gaynor. It's one of those songs where if you're going to sing along, it's got to be loud and proud. I am what I am, and it needs no excuses except maybe to the local constabulary. It's a wee natter on Glory Radio and Fashion Time Radio 2. We're playing Glory again, and I Am What I Am for Cheryl. And if you want to get a song on the wireless, do get in touch. Although I don't know how to tell you this, but I have unfortunately been on the internet, dear listener.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get your mind out of the gutter. Although not too far, because I found a tweet from an account called Fesshole.
Cool, what?
Fesshole.
Fesshole?
Yes, you've not heard of that one before?
No.
It's where people put anonymous confessions on the internet through this account. So it's probably completely made up, but it says, relationship counsellor here, part of my process is to ask each half of the couple, separately, which song best reminds them of their partner. To date, no one has topped size of a cow as the answer that gave me the most difficulty in keeping a straight face. And I think at that point, the marriage doesn't have much more life left in it.
No.
If you're going, you know what, size of cow, that reminds me of my missus. You know, at that point, it's time
it's
to call.
It's a decent song, though.
Oh, it's a cracking song. But if that's a song that reminds you of your partner, something's gone horribly wrong. But it get me wondering, are there any songs that randomly remind you of someone or something?
Could I have Tears of a Clan for you?
Charming. What?
I don't know why. I just thought of that.
Oh, you just made it up. You're just going, right, we're not looking at this guy. Tears of a Clan is the word for it. Well, on a more upbeat note, you know, Bittersweet Symphony takes me back to my time in Manchester.
Mm.
It's so long ago now that I went back to Manchester a couple of months ago and I got completely lost.
Ah.
I used to know a place quite well, got completely lost. And I'm the guy that even the locals in foreign countries stop and ask for directions.
You are, yes.
Oh, à la plage. And I'm like, I have no idea, mate. I've literally just flown in 10 minutes ago. Or, Aha Touchy reminds me of a time working for somebody who's now in jail.
Oh.
No touching involved, but it sadly taints what we could otherwise describe as a brilliant song in my mind. So is there anything like that for you other than Tears of a Clown?
I think sometimes songs remind you of certain parts in your life. So if you're listening to a particular song, you remember it when you was probably younger, let's say teenager, you was at clubbing or doing something with your friends, that sort of thing. And I think some of the songs, obviously we chose our own music, didn't we, for our wedding playlist. And some of the songs that you'll listen to will take you back to that day. I've actually picked one of them for tonight's show because it's going to be our last show for 3 weeks. So I just thought, you know what?
Oh, that is the competition, dear listener. Yeah. Which song out of the ones you're going to hear tonight is the one from the wedding playlist?
Good one, yeah.
We'll reveal all at the end. But I'm going to open up to you, dear listener. What is, odd song reminds you of someone or something? So it doesn't have to be a nice, big, obvious one like that. It could be something, you know, maybe you hear Daft Punk's Digital Love and it reminds you of petrol stations. I have no idea. Well, we want to hear it, do get in touch on the phone, Mansfield 01623 888 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us about those songs that remind you of someone or something. Spreading some digital love, it's Daft Punk on We Natter from Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. And before that, Bruno Mars, Treasure. And talking of digital love, Tom Elkin has been in touch saying, loving the show and loving the studio setup. Is it okay me asking if it's a home radio studio? No, this is Bow Radio setup. So community radio here in Sherwood Forest. And we just get allowed to use it occasionally.
Every now and again.
Every now and again they give us permission. Mm. And we were also asking about the songs that remind you of weird and wonderful things, weren't they?
Yeah.
And Pondlife21 has been in touch saying, she thinks my tracker's sexy. Which is not, I know is totally not how the song is sung by Kenny Chesney, but it reminds them of a road trip they took around America, which unfortunately the next 3 weeks me and Jenny are not going to be here because we're doing a road trip around America. So I wonder what song we're going to come back with. It might not be She Thinks My Tractor Sexy, but we'll see which one it ends up being. Who else has been in touch?
Cheryl Warner. So Cheryl says, when we're driving to Somerset, my song is Willie Nelson, On the Road Again. Every time I hear it, it just reminds me of packing up the car and driving along the motorway.
Oh, wonderful. And Sonia from Belfast in touch saying, Rhythm is a Dancer always reminds me of when I worked in Jersey. My leaving party started at lunchtime and finished at 6:30 a.m. the next day.
Loving it, Sonia.
You can't have been that old if that. I'm in my mid 30s. I would struggle to last at 6:30 a.m.
I don't think I would. I'd be still there. I'd be up with them.
But anyway, she was saying we were dancing to this in a bar in Jersey. It took me 48 hours to get over the hangover. I'm not surprised at that. Doctors and nurses know how to party. Yeah, I know that as well. They are crazy people. They will drink you under the table. It's alarming.
Yes, your mum can drink your dad under the table.
Yes.
And they're both, well, both were nurses.
Yeah, it's scary.
Covers versus originals.
Yes, this is the part of the show where we put you in charge of the music in covers versus original. Will you choose the cover version of a song or the original version of a song? And this week's song is Days, as in Thank You for the Days. And you've got two to choose from. You have got the cover by Kirsty MacColl or the original from The Kinks. There you go. There's a selection. If you want to help us choose which one's going to play on the radio after about 7:30, then get in touch on the phone 01623 888 730. You can text 073 7978 4900, or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us which version of Days would you rather be hearing? Earth, Wind & Fire, Boogie Wonderland. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2, where Sonia from Belfast has been in touch saying, love of the show, hope you have an amazing road trip. And is Sooty going to a luxury cat hotel and spa? If you don't know, Sooty is our cat. And Jenny, the answer to that one is...
She's going to a luxury cattery. I'm not sure if it's got spa in, though.
I think it's got some watery bits where they can go watch the ducks.
I think duck pond in the middle, so it's got ducks and geese, and the owner's got her own cats that kind of mill around as well. But in the summer, they open a little run that's attached to their little room, don't they? So they can walk outside and get a bit of sun. They're still obviously enclosed, but...
It makes it sound like this is like your all-inclusive trip to Spain for cats.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like we're pouring lots of money into it. It's fairly normal priced stuff.
And she's not fussy, is she? When I say she only eats a certain wet food, well, she's really fussy, and they'll go, no, she was absolutely fine. She ate anything that we put in front of her, and I'm like, wow. Where am I going wrong, then?
She's like a kid like that, isn't she?
Yeah.
Deanne Aldrich, also in touch from Gloucester, saying, just sending lots of love to the irreparable Sooty.
Covers versus originals.
Indeed, we are still putting you in charge of the playlist, choosing which version of Days we'll be playing. Will it be the cover from Kirsty MacColl, as the likes of Cheryl Warner's been voting for, or will it be the Kinks version, as the likes of Sandra and L76 and Vicky Fairweather have been voting for instead? I make it sound like it's one-sided there. It's not one-sided. It's very close on the votes, actually. So your vote could change everything. Do get in touch on the phone, 01623 888 730. Text 073 7978 4900, or email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us which version of Days we'll be playing on this fine show. That's Freeze and Southern Freeze. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fashion Town Radio 2, where we're keeping that disco vibe going.
Bow Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, mind the gap, I didn't fall asleep. This is Bow Radio, with special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Bruton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwin Stowe Parish Council, Essential Site Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motors Tuxford, and Sherwood Grange Care Centre as well.
Covers versus originals.
Indeed, we have been putting you in charge of the playlists to determine which version of Days is going to be playing. And it came down to a single solitary vote. I don't know why you're laughing at that, Jenny.
Sorry. I'm just laughing at something I need to tell everybody in a bit.
Okay, well, we'll find out what that bit is in just a second. But in your selection between Kirsty MacColl and The Kinks, by a single solitary vote, you have gone for... The Kinks, the original version of Days. And in a moment we'll chat about superheroes and something that's on Jenny's mind. When's the last time you heard that one, the Kinks version of Days. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio on Faction Town Radio 2. We might have mentioned that at some point in this fine radio show's playlist, there may be a song that's appeared on the playlist of Sarah Miss Jenny and my good self during our wedding day. And a few of you have been trying to guess which song it was. What guess have we had in most recently?
It's not her proper guess. This All is right. just a kind of a warm-up guess from Cheryl. A warm-up guess. Cheryl thought it was Southern Freeze.
Nice try, but I love what you're thinking with that one. And unfortunately, that brings us onto the topic of wedding music, which Jenny has a bone to pick with me about. What's it about?
Yeah. It's quite funny because I was just having a little bit of a giggle when the last tune was playing because Mark doesn't even know what song I'm talking about. So he's saying to me, I'm trying to think what's on the block. What was on our playlist? He remembers the song that was playing when I actually walked in. He can't remember our first song that we had the first dance to. But the actual song that is on the playlist is one of the songs that was kind of when we were signing the register.
Oh,
and
right,
people
okay.
were... You know how you have a bit of music on in the background where people are mingling and chatting and you get your photos talking, you got your best man, I got my maid of honour to stand in, you sign the register and all of that. That's one of the ones that's on the tracks, and that we're talking about music bringing back memories, and that's kind of what's brought the subject up. But something else, Mark, as well.
Well, hold on. It must be this one then.
Playlist either.
No, it's not Yakety Sax.
It's
okay.
Not, yeah.
I'm going to have to have more of a think about that one.
It was like, I had my hair done on Friday, and yes, it is quite vibrant, and as I was paying, the hairdresser, Andrew, was like, that's Mark just walked past. Mark completely walked past and didn't even recognise me.
In
the hairdressers.
I will stress that I had headphones on at the time and I was listening to music, and that's what I'm going to blame it on. That's what we're going to run with. So there's still the little competition on the go to see if you can figure out which song was on our wedding playlist. But we will be talking about superheroes after this. Freed from desire, my nan's hat is still on fire. It's Gala on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. We're doing this thing called a wee natter. And just to check, superheroes are still popular, aren't they?
I think so.
Well, I've been reading about a brand new superhero. So I suppose we better play their walking music. You recognise this?
Is it Superman?
It is Superman, but that is not the superhero we're talking about. We are talking about Super Spoons, which isn't a superhero, but it is a £5 million project to build a giant Wetherspoons pub.
Just about to joke, say, is it a big breakfast or something at Wetherspoons?
Well, I think we might need to change the lyrics a bit, so it'd have to change to Super Spoons, getting you drunk. Super Spoons, over breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And it got me also thinking, you know, we don't just need a new superhero in the form of a giant super pub. We need a new superhero around here because we are in Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
And Super Spoons is already taken. And as much as Robin Hood is a nice story, it doesn't quite cut through in the 21st century, does it?
Okay.
Have you got any suggestions?
No.
Well, I've been having a think about it, and the best I've managed to come up with so far, and we're open to suggestions for new dear listener here as well, the best I've managed to come up with is Pothole Man. Creates a new crater in the road every time somebody uses Facebook as Google. You know, when they ask a question like, is the corner shop open?
Yeah.
You know, you can ask Google that, or you can try walking past the shop yourself. Although, with the state of the roads, I think Pothole Man might already be here. But if you've got a better superhero, I want to hear it for you. After this one from Kylie Minogue, it's Better the Devil You Know. Odyssey, going back to my roots, and before that, Kylie Minogue was saying it's Better the Devil You Know. So we know from Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2, where a couple of you may be in touch, including Vanny MBTM604, saying, loving the show, I'm joining you from North Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. And just to check, Canada is not this one. That's America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Canada's the colder one to the north.
Yeah.
And it's got the rocker from Vancouver, Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams.
That's his name. I'll get it down. I'll figure the geography out. Also in touch, Sylvia Goddard from Baisy Silk, saying, loving the show. And no, I don't have any musical introduction to Basingstoke. I've been to Basingstoke. It's got that difference to it. And Sandra Owens, on the subject of superheroes, saying, Sooty, which is our cat, which has more followers on the internet than I have, is a superhero.
She's got loads of followers. She loves them all.
A lot of them. And on a slightly different topic, Jenny has told me she's been getting very angry about seats. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so you know when you go to a cafe or coffee shop, I always like to get a window seat. I don't know why, I just like to watch people. I'm a people watcher, so I like to get my coffee or toast or whatever I'm having. I like a nice window seat. I like to look out, and I like to just like watch people, and I imagine what they're doing, where they're going to, where they're coming from. So doing this the other day, I couldn't get a window seat. I was looking around, and the people that had a window seat, or somebody was actually waiting while a woman was trying to get up off a seat, get a bag and coat together. Mm-hmm. She was hovering over her, waiting for her to move so she could sit down at that dirty table. Even though there were clean tables around, so she could sit down at that dirty table because she wanted a window seat. And then do you know what they proceeded to do?
Yep.
Go up on the phones. So I looked round and everybody else was doing it. So I thought, you're desperate for a window seat. And once you've got that window seat, you're straight on your phones and you don't look up.
Now, I'll tell you the reasoning behind it. It's so that you can get the best light on your phone so you can read the text messages more easily.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and a natural light is much better for reading something that's got a backlight built into it. It's fantastic like that. That may be complete.
I'm not so sure.
That may be complete and utter nonsense. It's something that's not nonsense. It's PondLife21 saying, we love Sooty. And it's got a little paws and a cat there as well. Nice to know there is so much affection for cats out there, isn't it?
PondLife, are you a follower of Sooty the Solid Radio Cat? I hope so.
Is this you trying to build up business for your cat? Well, it would sound wrong. You know, if you were just randomly, you know, walk down the street and go, oh, by the way, check out my cat on the internet.
Yeah, check her out.
I'm not sure that would go down well. You know, if you start handing out business cards and things.
Hey, can I get Sooty some business cards? Can you imagine that?
It's certainly something to consider. And talking about things to consider, we are going to be doing the usual thing that we do around 8 o'clock, which is elected. But this time, you guys have made a suggestion about something that's going to be appearing in the People's Manifesto. Find out what it is after this one from America. It's Ventura Highway. Very chilled out from America, Ventura Highway. So we can answer on Bow Radio and Hatcham Town Radio too, where there is a lot of love for a pussycat, including from Anne L76, saying, I adore Sooty, and Paul Life admitting, yes, that she does indeed follow Sooty on the internet and have nominated her for an award.
Have I been nominated for an award as well?
The cat has been nominated for an award. And on talking about miscommunications,
yeah.
Jenny is trying to send me cryptic messages. I am struggling to understand them. Would you want to explain yourself?
Yeah, well, I've just been watching your reactions to that last song that's just been played. That was the song.
Yeah, I did twig that.
Did you twig that?
I did twig it, but I thought I'd keep quiet to see just how much it could wind you up.
Because that was a song, as I said before, you know when like everybody's just like a bit of a lull, you're signing your register. And I thought that was quite a nice chilled out song to be sitting down, to be having your photos taken and everything, and I guess every time I hear that one, it just reminds me of that particular moment, making it official, Mark.
And talk about making things official, we'll be bringing the heart to the people in just a second with Elected. But before that, here's a bit of Steve Arrington, Feel So Real. A song that's way too chilled out for its own drum beat. Steve Arrington, Feel So Real. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fatsham Town Radio too. And in case you haven't noticed, it's an election year this year, and you'll hear all sorts of promises in the build-up. Nobody, unfortunately, will be dealing with the unimportant issues. Everyone will be dealing with all the important ones, and they'll be on the telly saying, I will solve it by doing X, Y, and Z. But nobody will be dealing with the unimportant ones, and we want to change that. We want to bring the heart to the people! As part of something we call, and this week we've been sent a message by Vicky Fairweather saying, I've thought of an issue for the People's Manifesto. Bank opening hours. Banks provide a vital service, yet they are open for less and less time. Several of my clients still pay me in cash, which I need to go into a branch to pay in. So I can see what the problem's going to be here. Yet banks are only open during working hours. Supermarkets provide extended openings so people can buy food and drink before and after work. So I think the banks should have legally have to open at least one early morning and one late evening a week and have counter service available at the weekends.
Yeah, I agree with that, you know.
Yeah, I personally never got that one, you know, because... You see it with some of the, especially smaller shops as well, where they only open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. And I'm guessing that's because that's the hours the staff want to do.
Mm.
So it's saying, well, who are you serving in that time? There can't be many people running around Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but there we go. But, you know, if the post office opens at, say, like 8 p.m., we could get stuff done while the odd days were asleep.
Yeah. But the
post office only open 10 till 2, so everyone has to queue up in the middle of lunchtime.
Yeah.
And it's
getting the pensions and things.
Yeah, well, you've only got half hour lunch break here.
Your car tax.
So you're giving them daggers behind them.
You are.
Come on, move along, move along. I know you want to make mates with the postmaster, but let's keep this going, keep this going. But, you know, the safe solution to this is banking hubs open sensible hours.
Yeah.
Which they're opening one in Ollerton this year. It is coming. We are getting one to Ollerton. And thankfully not just doing 10 to 2 from what I've heard.
Right.
Because that'd be pointless. I had a bank like that once where it was like, yeah, we're only open 3 days a week, 10 till 2. So I'm like, well, I can never make it into a branch to do anything then. So my solution was to go to a digital bank instead.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I have to think about this. And, you know, maybe we can get banks to extend hours. Maybe we can get them to open these banking hubs. But I think the better solution is the banking equivalent of ice cream van. Right? So you get this van coming down the road and it plays in jingly chimes.
Yeah.
You know, something like Pink Floyd's Money, ABBA, Money, 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 or simply Red Money, Money's Too Tight to Mention.
Yeah.
And which song it is tells you which bank it is that they're that day. And it's really like when the ice cream van, it'll stop on the street corner, you've got to run over, and you've got to pay your money and things like that. And annoying parents will tell their kids, oh, when it's playing jingles, that means they don't have any money in the bank.
Yeah.
And on that note, if you've got something unimportant, so we're not looking for the important things, but we will touch on them if it happens. Mm-hmm. But if you've got something unimportant that you want to get dealt with in the People's Manifesto, then do get in touch. Give us a call on 01623 888 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk. Well, maybe you should stop worrying then. Who's here's worried about rain before that Divine Comedy, something for the weekend? It's Wee Nasser on Bow Radio and Fletcham Town Radio 2, where we're touching on the topic of banking in the community and how banks are only open for about 3 hours a week.
Mm.
And somebody's been in touch on that one. It's triggered a bit of conversation, hasn't it?
Yeah, like, I've got a friend, Harmy, who used to be able to bank locally. And I guess it's the topic of lots of branches are now closing down, aren't they? And whereas you used to be able to bank locally, now has to go into town to bank. Plus, some services are now over the phone. So, I mean, we've got a few pictures of, you know, you talked about mobile banking coming to the village and things.
Like the ice cream van of banking. Yes.
We've got a few pictures of, you know, of that sort of thing. But it's what mobile banking was meant to be, but now it's a smartphone app. I mean, I needed quite a lot of statements pulling off, and I couldn't do it over the app. It said if I needed so many years' worth of statement, I had to go into a branch. So I had a 20-mile round trek to go into a branch to request some statements, to be told that I needed to book an appointment to request statements because it's going to take too long for somebody to print me about 3 years' worth of statements off.
Surely somebody on the counter just hits the print button and you sit there for a while. I remember it was with a building society when I was a kid, and they had that machine where you had it in a book, so you didn't get statements posted. You had it in a little booklet, and they would take the booklet and they'd print on top of it and all that. Oh, that's going back a few years.
I remember that now.
And talking about going back a few years, the Super Shonky Sunday Quiz will be returning in just a second. But before that, I think we'll play a bit of A Flock of Seagulls, Iran. It's a Wee Nasser on Bow Radio and Fletcham Town Radio 2. A little while ago, we were we're talking about superheroes, and Vicky Fairweather has been touched on that topic, saying the most worthy superheroes I can think of are the amazing people who volunteer as community first responders and give up their days and nights off to be first on the scene at medical emergencies, often on top of their full-time jobs. Wonderful humans. Mm. They are indeed. It blows my mind when I hear about people doing these things. Mm. And they're not getting paid for it. They obviously get some, you know, something out of it, some joy out of, you know, helping people. But it's amazing, you know, just going to that level. I take my hat off to anyone that can do that.
The Super Chunky Sunday Quiz.
A wee natter with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
And a slightly less serious note is the Super Chunky Sunday Quiz, where we test out your old grey matter for... Well, the prize is the ability to gloat, I guess. We don't have much else to offer. You know, the budget of the show is about £3.50 and a pack of discos. But the question we are posing to you today to go and figure out is, where is the largest island in the world?
We see my colleague Stephen Hall's just tuned in, so I'm obviously waiting for Stephen's answer, because you know we always hang around in pairs.
And if you're new to this, dear listener, what it is Jenny has a cheating syndicate that work together. Except none of them are any good at quizzing, so it completely pointless. Almost like that group that got together and tried to cheat Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They weren't particularly good at it either. But anyway, where is the largest island in the world? I'd love to hear your answers. Give us a call, 01623 888 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us all about that island. And while you're doing that, Hank's being in touch saying, is it possible to play a request, The Adventures Broken Land? Well, as you can hear right now, we're going to be playing it for you right now. And he was also asking, is there another person taking over the show when you're away for 3 weeks? Well, the answer to that is RoboJock 3000. That should be taking over from us. When's the last time you heard that one? It wasn't yesterday, was it? Adventures Broken Land. Between Art and Bow Radio on Faction Town Radio. It's chosen by Hank Singh. Well, when you're away, you can do it yourself as computer radio robot. It suits you, Mark. Thanks for the adventure. I will take that as a compliment, although I have been RoboJock in the past.
Have you?
It's something called voice tracking. You just record it on tape and nobody knows you were away. But unfortunately, we're not organised enough to do that around here. And also Vicky Fairweather saying, well, you should leave Sooty in charge of the radio show instead.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting experiment. We'll have to try that one and see what happens.
Super Chunky Sunday Quiz.
A wee natter with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
Indeed, it is the quiz where, well, we test your grey matter. We give it a bit of exercise on a Sunday evening, and we're asking the question, where is the largest island? A few of you have put your guesses in, including Vicky Fairweather with the correct answer. Sandra Owens with the correct answer. And Hank with the correct answer as well. And gives us a little bit of information, including it's 836,330 square miles.
Ooh.
Who else has been in touch?
Cheryl Warner with the correct answer. Stephen Hall. So that means me as well, because I always go with what Stephen says.
Oh, this is your cheating syndicate. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Now, he has given us an answer, and he's given us reason for his answer as well. Stephen's going with Japan. It's a series of islands, and it's assuming it's big.
Oh, I see where the confusion is coming. It's because of the song Big in Japan,
Big
isn't
in Japan,
it?
That must be it.
It's a cracking song, but it's not the right answer. It is not the largest island in the world. And if you think you know, you've got one more song to figure out, give us a call. 01623, that's Mansfield, 888 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00. Or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk and tell us about that, well, alarmingly big island.
Bow Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, this is Bow Radio with special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Booton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwinstowe Parish Council, Essential Site Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motors Tuxford, Edwinstowe Parish Council, and Sherwood Grange Care Centre as well.
The Super Chunky Sunday Quiz.
A Wee Natter with Jenny and Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
Indeed, it is the quiz where you can win, well, gloating rights, I suppose, is all we can offer due to the very high budget of this show. But we were asking the question, where is the largest island? And we've had another guest come in, haven't we?
Yeah, Ellie Merritt with the correct answer. And Stephen Hall's asked me, well, how come everybody else knows apart from me and him?
I'm guessing it's just one of these things you pick up from pub quizzes or something like that, isn't it? And the correct answer was, of course, Greenland. With Hank going stage forever saying he's been there at Greenland. Special atmosphere in the summer. It's recommended. Take the plane from Narvik. A lot of Wales. Fantastic nature.
Oh, we'll have to go.
Yeah. And the funny thing about geography questions, they're always a little bit messy. You know, you could technically argue, and it wasn't the answer we were looking for, but you could technically argue that Europe, Asia, Africa is an island. You could have argued that whole piece was one island. Also, Mickey Fairweather in touch said, saying that she's also been to Greenland, and what she remembers most is the incredible silence and how clean the air felt.
Oh, silence. I've definitely got to go then.
And on that note, while we go and book travel off to Greenland, and Porn Life admits that they looked up the answer on the internet. Here's an 80s classic from Aha. It's Take On Me. It's a Wee Natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. Alicia Dixon claiming the boy does nothing. It's a Wee Natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2, where the only way I can describe the next thing Jenny wants to talk about is the word emissions. Explain all.
I was just wondering, or if it's just me, you know, when you go to the ladies, or in your case, the men.
I was about to say, I don't generally turn up to the ladies, but there we go. Okay, continue
so,
on.
Let's say if you just want to go for a wee, have you or have any of our listeners had a bit of a, how can I say it? You know, when you're having a wee, you know, sometimes you have a little bit of a...
An emission.
Yeah, an emission.
At the same time. There are gas emissions at the same time. Yes, okay, continue.
Do you stay in that cubicle and don't come out until the person next to you is gone? Or if the person next to you had an emission, would you laugh?
Well, the important bit is that you don't try and light a fag while you're in there, right? It can turn very, very explosive, and I don't having to explain that one to the janitor as they come in, why there's scorch marks up the side. That's quite a difficult one. Alphabet 10,000 Nights is a Wee Natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2, where you can also listen on Mixcloud, where you actually, we're doing radio with pictures.
Yeah.
Very high tech stuff. And there's also some live chat going on about Greenland and how it's very clean, brilliant air and all that sort of stuff. But there are some unfortunate bits going on with global warming and whatnot, including one from Vicky saying we saw how far the ice had retreated over half a mile in 20 years, which is quite sobering. Hank went back for a second time last year, saw a few polar bears in bad condition, he was told by the locals. And Vicky then mentioned a comment to do with sled dogs that we'll try not to think about it because we're trying to do a cheery radio show here at the moment. And talking about shows, there was a couple of shows on last night. Did you see them?
Are we going to... No, I know which one you're talking about.
You don't know which one I'm talking about.
All right, then.
There was Colours in the Sky and you didn't have to be drunk to see it. Did you see any of those?
I didn't see. I mean, went out on Friday night and I saw a little bit of a wispiness, but I didn't do what everybody else did and was that stick the camera to the sky and take a photo. So I didn't see all these photos that people are putting on Facebook and stuff. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, and if you're utterly confused, dear listener, we are talking about Northern Lights, aren't we? Which is nothing to do with the TV show called Northern Lights. We're talking about the actual...
Well, that's a cracking show.
Northern Lights. They appeared in Britain. Second time in my life I've seen them in Britain. The other time was travelling through the Highlands of Scotland with clear dark skies and they're brilliant like that. But unfortunately down here, lots of light pollution. It always looks better in photos in those conditions.
Yeah.
Though, I am a bit confused as to why they call them Northern Lights. Because I've never heard them, you know, whispering away saying, e-ba-gum, wearing a flat cap or racing pigeons. Although it's dark, so I might not have seen the pigeons. And the other thing that was happening last night was, of course, this. Recognise this music?
I do.
Where's it from?
Eurovision.
Oh, and of course, we continued the great British tradition of Nulpois.
Does everybody hate us?
I don't think everyone hates us. I think it's just that we didn't send a very good song and artist out there, and the show was a bit raunchy.
I don't know, he was getting a lot of love on Facebook afterwards.
I'm sure he was, but it wasn't very Eurovision, was it? And if we're talking about Eurovision, Jenny's thinking, well, you know what, we've had current Eurovision, we're not doing well at
this
that.
This is our version of Eurovision, isn't it?
So you're going to play something that's a bit more traditional Eurovision, is probably the way to word it. And it was, of course, it was one of the few British wins. There's been five in total.
Yes.
It's not the most recent one, which is Love Shine a Light in Every Corner of the World. You've gone with the one before that, from 1981, Box Fizz.
Had to be.
Making Your Mind Up. The ripping the skirts off thing may have felt a bit like cheating, but there you go. Box Fizz, Making Your Mind Up. One of the few times Britain has actually won Eurovision. We came second a couple of years ago. And I'll admit, I overlooked that in a previous show. And I will hold my hands up and say we did do better than I expected then, but generally, nul point has been the story. But for Box Fizz, Jenny gives it...
I can't say it.
12 points.
12 points. I've been practising. 12 points. Oh, I said that wrong still.
Clearly, Duolingo is working very well for you. That's all I can say on that one. Hopefully not giving away the trade secret that I cannot count up to 60 minutes. It's Blur Song 2 from We Natter from Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. And unfortunately, that's about it for this week's show. We will be back on the 9th of June. Yes, we're away for a few weeks. And a few of you have been sending very kind messages, hoping you will have a wonderful time, having a good holiday, and have a great, you know, travel safe, all those sort of things. We really are looking forward to coming back. I'm hoping it'll be the 9th of June. If it's any later, if it's any later than that, we've had a bit of trouble with customs. But on the topic of Sooty the Solid Radio Cats page.
Yeah, Stephen Hall and his cat Heidi will be running the page for a couple of weeks. So keep on talking, keep on chatting. We know everybody likes to have a chat with yourself, you know, amongst themselves as well. Keep on going.